This is the training material for fifths. There's a first interval to look at, and how it's going to work is you already have gone through in a session with me the best way of starting to train your ear. So in that, I'll just quickly remind you, you take a guitar or keyboard or an online keyboard and you go to the lowest note you can comfortably sing and you play a fifth. So for me, the lowest note I can sing comfortably is E. It's conveniently also the lowest note of the guitar. E, B, E, E, B, la, 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 B, E, B, E, la, 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 la. So I go through that. I would go up to F, F, C, F, C, la, 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 C, F, C, F, la, 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 la. And here we're not looking for beautiful singing. Just sing the notes as accurately in pitch as you can, but that kind of quality of your tone isn't a massive priority here. We're really concentrating on training your ear. If you go through a whole octave of that and you go up on the sharps and down on the flats, so the next one here would be F sharp to C sharp, G to D, G sharp to D sharp, etc. And you come down on the flats, so then it would be, you know, once you've gone A to E at the other end, go E flat, A flat, and down like that. Don't worry too much if you're not certain about what these spellings are. You can, I can create a little list for you. It's not in the world if you don't know them. The most important thing is to be training your ear, but it is really good to become familiar with them at the same time. And if you do this, you will become familiar with them quite quickly. So a fifth, that's just the distance between the first note of the major scale and the fifth. One, two, three, four, five. You can also remember it as the first two notes of Twinkle, Twinkle. And going down, it's the first two notes of Flintstones. Meet the Flintstones. So how the material is going to work is I will play a note and I'll tell you what the note is. And I'll leave you a little bit of time. And you're going to sing the note that I play and also the fifth above it or below it. So if I go A, you're going to go fifth up from A. You go la la. And you're going to say that note's E if you know that it's E. Then I'm going to say time. And that means you kind of, I'm about to play what the note actually is. So if you haven't sung it yet, you need to have a go at singing it. And then I'll play the note and you can see if you're right or not. So once you've gone up and down doing the singing the fifths after a few days, you should find it that it does come quite quickly. And if you do a couple of minutes that before starting this, again, it will come quite quickly. So without further ado, we will begin.